When I was in high school, my rich dad told his son and me that he had lost a company when he was in his 20s. That was the best and worst experience of my life, he said. As much as I hated it, I learned more by repairing it and eventually turning it into a huge success. Knowing that I was contemplating starting my own company, Rich Dad said to me, "You may lose two or three companies before you build a successful one that lasts." He was training Mike, his son, to take over his empire. Because my dad was a government employee, I was not going to inherit an empire. I had to build my own. Rich Dad always said, "We learn the most about ourselves when we fail, so don't be afraid of failing. Failing is part of the process of success. You cannot have success without failure. So unsuccessful people are people who never fail." Maybe it was a self-fulfilling prophecy, but in 1984, the company that went down was my third company. I had made millions and had lost millions and was starting all over again when I met Kim. The reason I know she did not marry for my money is because I did not have any money. When I told her what I was going to do, build company number four, she did not back away. "I'll build it with you," was her reply, and she was true to her word. Along with another partner, we built a business system with 11 offices worldwide that generated income regardless of whether we worked. Building it from nothing to 11 offices took 5 years of blood, sweat, and tears, but it worked. Both dads were happy for me and sincerely congratulated me. They had both lost money in my previous experiments at starting companies. When my rich dad began teaching me about becoming a business owner, there was only one kind of business. That was big business, a major corporation that usually dominated the town. In our town in Hawaii, it was the sugar plantation that controlled virtually everything, including the other big businesses. As I started high school, we began to hear about a thing called franchises, but none had come to our little town. We had not heard about McDonald's or Kentucky Fried Chicken or Taco Bell. They were not a part of our vocabulary while I was studying with Rich Dad. When we did hear rumors about them, we heard they were illegal, fraudulent scams and dangerous. Naturally, upon hearing those rumors, Rich Dad flew to California to begin checking franchises out rather than believing the gossip. When he returned, all he said was, "Franchises are the wave of the future," and he bought the rights to two of them. His wealth skyrocketed as the idea of franchises caught on, and he began selling his rights to other people so they could have a chance at building their own businesses. When I asked him if I should buy one from him, he simply said, "No. You've come this far in learning how to build your own business system. Don't stop now. Franchises are for people who do not want to build or do not know how to build their own systems. Besides, you don't have the $250,000 it takes to buy a franchise from me." The way I learned to become a business owner was by being an apprentice to my rich dad. His son and I were both employees, learning to be business owners. And that is the way many people learn. It's called on-the-job training. This is the way many closely held family empires are passed on from one generation to the next. The problem is, not too many people are privileged or lucky enough to learn the behind-the-scene aspects of becoming a business owner. Most corporate management training programs are just that. The company only trains you to be a manager. Few teach what it takes to try to be a business owner. Often people get stuck in the S, self-employed quadrant, in their journey to the business owner quadrant. This happens primarily because they do not develop a strong enough system, and so they end up becoming an integral part of the system. Successful business owners, develop a system that will run without their involvement. How to learn to become a business owner? There are three ways you can make it to the business owner side quickly. You can find a mentor, buy a franchise, or develop network marketing. My rich dad was my mentor. A mentor is someone who has already done what you want to do and is successful at doing it. Do not find an advisor. An advisor is someone who tells you how to do it, but has not personally done it. Most advisors are in the S, self-employed quadrant. The world is filled with S's trying to tell you how to be a B or an I. My rich dad was a mentor, not an advisor. One of the biggest tips my rich dad gave was, be careful of the advice you take. While you must keep your mind open, always be first aware of which quadrant the advice is coming from. My rich dad taught me about systems and how to be a leader of people, not a manager of people. Managers often see their subordinates as inferiors. Leaders must direct people who are often smarter. A traditional way of learning about systems is to get your MBA from a prestigious school and get a fast-track job up the corporate ladder. An MBA is important because you learn the basics of accounting and how the financial numbers relate to the systems of a business. Yet, just because you have an MBA does not automatically mean you are competent to run all the systems that ultimately make up a complete business system. To learn about all the systems necessary in a big company, you'll need to spend 10 to 15 years there, learning all the different aspects of the business. You should then be prepared to leave and start your own company. Working for a successful major corporation is like being paid by your mentor. Even with a mentor and/or years of experience, this first method is labor-intensive. To create your own system requires a lot of trial and error, upfront legal costs, and paperwork. All of this occurs at the same time you're trying to develop your people.